Hello, I'm Elise McDonald.
I'm Lauren Suzuki.
And this is A Love Letter To,
where we write a conversational love letter to our favorite things from pop culture.
Grab your stationery and let's begin.
In this week, our love letter is to
Lord.
So I am kind of a fanatic. I know she's going to be at the top of, or one of the, she's going to be in my top five of Spotify Wrapped. I'm quite a Lord lover.
Yeah, I'm a Lord lover as well. I definitely go through like waves where I'm like, I rediscover one of her songs and I'm like, I cannot stop listening to this. But I'm much more of a casual listener in these days.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like in the fan. Like, I don't know if I'm like in the fandom or whatever, but I'm definitely a fan. It's okay. Why don't we start off talking about how we first got into Lord? Because I mean, like, everyone. It's not like, how did you first hear about Lord? Because everyone has heard about Lord because of Royals, maybe. But Lauren, how did you first start listening to like her other music other than Royals, obviously?
Okay, so this kind of has some lore to it.
Lord.
Yeah, lore. So my dad, I'm trying to remember how this worked out, but my dad had a worker or like one of our family friends, and he would like burn CDs a lot or burn DVDs. And so he would like make CDs of like playlists for like me or for my dad or whatever. And I think this starts at a different place, but kind of jumps over to that. So
okay.
I'm not sure about this, but one of my family friends or my parents' friends is like a music director for films. And so he basically chooses the music that goes into films, and he used to work with me. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Right?
Sorry.
No, you're good. Okay. And so he used to work with my parents and then left to go, you know, do his dream job. And so every so often he would send them CDs of, like, whatever he thought was, like, really cool at the moment. And I think Lord might have been on it. And then my family friend who burns CDs made a little playlist for me and my dad with Lord on it. And I was like, this is so good, because it just had a bunch on there, and I think at one point we got like the Pure Heroin CD. And I just remember like sitting in my dad's truck, and we were parking while my mom and brother were like going to dinner, and it was like late in Seattle, and I think it was 400 Lux that was playing, and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm in a
what
movie
a
right now.
Bop.
Yeah, so that's kind of how I got into her, and then I was, like, such a Lord stan in my youth. I still am in my youth.
What grades are we talking
10
about?
And under.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so one time me and my cousin were in Hawaii, and we made, like, our own music video to, I'm trying to remember what the song
when was. When did Melodrama come out?
That was, like, 2017, 2018.
Oh, okay. So you were youthful back then.
Yeah, this was during Pure Heroin.
Okay.
So this was before Melodrama, but me and my cousin made a music video to, I don't think it was Royals, but it was, I'm trying to remember, because I,
Tennis Court?
I don't know, I just That's remember the dance that we did.
Okay.
I don't remember the song, I just remember the dance, so if anyone needs a performance, call me up.
Per. And is that, that's how the love was sprung?
Yeah, that's how the love was sprung, and I was really, you know, really into Pure Heroin at the time, and then had a little hiatus for a while, and then started listening to Melodrama more during like COVID, and then that was that.
Amazing. All right, I'll share mine. So, obviously, I had heard like Royals before, and like I knew who Lord was, but it wasn't until like COVID that I actually like was like listening. Okay, COVID is when I started to bop out to Melodrama, and shout out the Homemade Dynamite remix.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the album cover where it's, like, kind of, like, pink and blue. That one. Okay, so I don't really know how I, like, came across and was like, Lord, blah, 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 blah. But I think I had kind of, like, a weird progression, because then I started, so I listened to Melodrama. I'm going to find, I'm looking up the album right now, and I'll point out my favorites that I listened to. And I honestly, I don't think I've still listened to, like, the entire thing. But I know, like, a good half of all the songs, like, by heart. Just, like, Greenlight, Homemade Dynamite, Liability, Supercut, Writer in the Dark, Perfect Places. Perfect Places was honestly one of my faves. So I listened to that for a while, and I remember a time where, like, during COVID, I would hang out with my family friends a lot, just because, like, keep your bubble, whatever, I don't know. And so, not, like, during COVID, but, you know, during the outskirts when you had to be, like, cautious, who, like, how many people you're seeing, whatever. Anyways, and I remember we were, like, driving to IHOP. Yeah, it was IHOP. We were driving to IHOP, and I was, like, making them play Lord, and they were like, turn this off, like, this sucks, Elise. And now now they're here, and now they're all Lord stands. So I just want to say, I was there.
She was there.
I was there when it was all happening. So, obviously, those were a favorite. And then, it wasn't until, like, this year, maybe a little bit of last year, that I really got back into my Lord kick. And I think it was over the summer. Okay, yeah. So, it was over the summer. Shout out Anna Bertland, UCSD, UCSD princess. Anyways, and so I've always been a Lord fan. I think I knew maybe, like, one song on Solar Power. Like, that's about it. And she, like, ended up, like, her school. Sorry, this is, like, kind of, like, rearing off path. But you just have to, you have to be there. Also, sorry, I'm going on a lot. My phantom ADHD is acting up. Stop. Okay, anyways. So she came, like, last spring, I believe, for Solar Power, and I really wanted to go, but I didn't know, like, a ton of her albums. So anyways, okay, so now we fast forward to this year, and because her school, like, she's on, like, the quarter system or whatever system that, like, is later, she and I did dive team with her, so she was, like, hanging around dive team, like, helping, like, assistant coach us, like, whatever. And so, like, then we got, like, a lot, I think we definitely became, like, better friends through this timeline than we've, like, ever been, like, all of our years diving together. And so she is, like, a massive Lord stan. She's like, you have to listen to Solar Power. And I was like, yeah, whatever. I give it a listen. Oh, my gosh. I don't think I've ever fully, truly ascended rather than driving to Solar Power on Solar Power while I am running off on Solar Power. Driving my little Subaru to the park on Mercer Island with all the windows down. That song tastes like sunshine like no other, like sunflowers. And so I know I've been chatting this up for a while. Lauren's still here. Hi, guys.
Yeah, I am still here.
Sorry, it's taking a while for me to explain this progression. So then I listen to the rest, and, like, I find, like, Stone at the Nail Salon. Gorgeous song. Actually, I only know about half the songs on Solar Power. And then, just recently, maybe, like, fall, I've went in reverse, now to Pure Heroine. And if I'm looking on there right now, still, okay, so about all of her albums, I only know half. So I guess I'm not, like, but that doesn't stop with how much I love her music. Anyways, but then, oh, sorry, can I backtrack again?
Yeah. Okay. You do you.
So, I think it was, like, this past summer, maybe the summer before, and I was, like, telling my cousin, Basil, who's now, like, a senior in college, and I was, like, yeah, I like Lord, and he's, like, oh, yeah, I like Lord, too. I like, 400 Lux is really good. And so, I never listened to 400 Lux before, but that put me on. Royals, Ribs, recently, Buzzcut season, I had a major tennis court phase team. Woo, okay, I'm done.
Wow.
What a rush.
What
a thrill.
Back to my lore. For those of you who listen to KMIH, you likely know that I was in a band and I played bass guitar from middle school to, from elementary school to middle school. And in this band, I, like, met these girls and we played Royals together. And it was me and two other girls. And it was so cool and fun, and I wonder where they are now. Rhea, I don't remember the other one's name, but guys, I miss you.
Isn't that the Rhea in our grade?
No. She lived in Medina.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wowza. Well, would you ever consider starting up that band again? Because if you can play bass, I have my little band. Care to join?
Well, the thing is, I'm not very proficient, but I would love to, you know, jam out. I'd love to have some fun.
her.
You know, we both, Elise and I, are big karaoke fans, so.
Oh, yeah. Nobody can get in between me and a karaoke mic.
Yeah, true.
And I'm saying this seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about how we've gotten into them. Why don't we, can we just talk about her and her music and her whole, like, thing as a whole? Like, this needs a good set of time.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about her progression. She goes from pure heroin to melodrama, then to solar power, all extremely different vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can see a progression from, like, so in my mind, can we describe each album with one word?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll start off with pure heroin. I'm going to say nightlife.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, like, angsty teen. That's two words, but.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm thinking of, like Buzzcut season. Bow, 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 bow. You know, at the beginning. Okay. All right, next. Melodrama. Depressing. It's really good, though.
Yeah. COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It came out in 2017, but, like, that was, like, my COVID album.
Moi aussi. And then Solar Power. This isn't one word, but this is one thing. A person who has a really nice, beautiful, white, bright smile.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know Solar Power that well, but just from what I know, I'd say, like, a summer day.
Okay. There you go. So I think it's definitely, like, kind of steps up from, like, angst to, like, woo, you're free. Like, this is off topic, and I really hope she doesn't hear this. But it reminds me of my cousin.
Oh.
And her progression. Her progression in life has been, like, the Lord albums.
Wow.
So she's, like, very, like, yoga-y, like, very, like, you know, on it. Cousin. Health and wellness person now. All right. Now shall we give recs?
Definitely.
It's recommendation time.
Can we just go album for album?
Can we first say our favorite album?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to do it based on how many songs I like. I'm going to do it based on vibe. And I'm going to say Solar Power.
I'm going to say Pure Heroin just because that's the one I know best.
Okay. Okay, now let's go album by album. And we can just rattle off each other. Okay, let's start off with Pure Heroin. You go first.
All right, this is, like, the entire album. But I'll, like, name a few.
Okay.
400 Lux, Ribs.
Wait, can we rattle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, 400 Lux.
Okay, 400 Buzzcut season.
Ribs.
Team.
A World Alone.
Tennis Court.
And that's where I'll leave us off. Because I could go off of the whole album, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. True.
Melodrama. Homemade Dynamite.
Liability.
Oh, I was going to say Liability. Supercut.
Perfect Places.
Homemade Dynamite Remix.
Greenlight.
Yeah, I would say Greenlight, too.
Let me shout out Rider in the Dark. Because have you seen the video of, like, her singing? And
no.
It's like, I am my mother's.
Oh,
and she,
yeah,
like, shushes the crowd. It's so funny. All right.
Solar Power.
But not least, we have Solar Power.
Solar Power.
Oh, okay. Ugh. Cannot complain.
It's
a delicious song.
You take the rest, because this one I do not know well.
I mean, the other ones that I mainly listen to are my big three. Stoned at the Nail Salon. It's just so cute. I mean, like, there's not anything in it that's going to make you go, like, ugh! But, like, you know, if you get it, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Secrets from a Girl, it's just, like, oh, like, head, teeny bob, like, driving with the windows down. And Fallen Fruit is, like, this is a murder mystery. Something is going on here. I don't know what it is, but something's happening. Fallen Fruit is crazy, and it kind of reminds me of the soundtrack from the whatever of Songbirds and Snakes.
Oh, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Yeah, like, You Can't Catch Me Now has a very similar vibe.
Oh, really?
To Fallen Fruit.
Okay, then I'll have to listen.
Yes. Have we covered everything?
We have, but I want to shout out, like, one off, which is her cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World for the Hunger Games.
Ooh.
It's so good.
What movie was that?
I think it's Catching Fire.
Okay.
But I think that one's so good because, you know, you think of Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears as so, like, upbeat and, like, you dance along, retro, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then this one, she just turns it super dark because, like, the thing is with the original song, the lyrics are, like, super dark and serious, but the song's very, like, whatever. But this one, like, the sound and the lyrics match, I think, is cool.
I have to say, like, I think The Hunger Games does an incredible job at picking out songs and covers. Yeah. And, like, they really just get the dystopian vibe. Actually, I know this is, I'm just going to say this one thing that's kind of off topic. But I think the reason why it's so effective is because it's a song that we're all familiar with, but a different vibe. So it kind of makes you feel like dystopian societies are societies that could potentially happen in the real world. Oh, and I think that's why they're so scary.
That's very smart. Yeah. Very astute.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to A Love Letter 2. Shall we do our ending?
I think we shall.
All right. Dear Lord,
we love you. XOXO, Lauren
and Elise.